On March 24th, just before 10 p.m., 36-year-old Cassie Hall from Chino Valley was arrested for two warrants, along with the following charges: possession of dangerous drugs, transfer of dangerous drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, taking the identity of another person, and refusing to provide a truthful name. She does remain in custody on a $25,000 bond. Also arrested around the same time was 31-year-old Andrew Bush from Williams, Arizona. His charges include possession of dangerous drugs, transportation of dangerous drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of dangerous drugs for sale, aggravated taking the identity of another, criminal possession of a forgery device, and unlawful possession or use of a scanning device. He does remain in the Camp Verde Detention Center on the same bond of $25,000. Some background. Around 9 p.m. on the 24th, deputies were dispatched to the McDonald's restaurant in Cortis Junction, Arizona, regarding reports of a woman offering drugs in exchange for a ride to Prescott Valley. Deputies arrived and located the woman described in the call, and when she saw them, she attempted to walk away but was eventually detained and gave deputies a fake name. Her true name, Cassie Hall, was later confirmed. During a discussion about the reason for the call, Hall told deputies she was concerned about her friend's medical issue, who was seated in a nearby car. He checked okay and was identified as Andrew Bush. A witness confirmed with deputies that Hall had offered ecstasy in exchange for a ride. Hall was carrying a backpack at the time of the contact and had tried to place the pack in the vehicle with Bush when deputies initially spoke to her. Concerned it likely contained contraband, deputies requested permission to search and Hall refused. Hall continued to provide a false name and birth date while claiming she was from Texas. Due to her refusal to provide a true name during a lawful detention, Hall was arrested and her backpack searched as part of a pending booking inventory. Inside the pack, deputies found marijuana, a glass meth pipe, a gram of meth, and several pills, which Hall admitted were ecstasy. Once her true name was discovered, two local warrants were verified. Speaking with Bush, deputies requested permission to search his vehicle. He refused, and as a result, a DPS canine was requested, deployed, and alerted on the vehicle. Checking for the source of the odor, deputies found about 1 ounce of meth and several small bindle baggies indicating drug sales. Deputies also located what appeared to be GHB, which is also known commonly in the media as the date rape drug. Deputies also discovered paper used to make forged credit cards, 5 forged driver's licenses with pictures of Bush on 3 of them under different names, and 20 blank credit cards with magnetic strips. Also found were a MasterCard in the process of being completed and 21 cards with Bush's names embossed on them, a ledger containing 15 names and addresses of individuals, a card scanner allowing transfer of data to the forged cards, a computer, and embossing equipment. It was readily apparent that Bush was involved in a credit card forgery scheme. The credit card forgery aspect remains under investigation as deputies are working leads regarding victim identification and areas in Arizona where Bush used the forged items. If anyone has information on these suspects, please call the Sheriff's Office at 928-771-3260 and refer to case 19-010053.